పాలాస్త్వజీవయద్ అనుగ్రహ దృష్టివృష్ట్యా తచ్చుద్దయేతి విషవీర్య విలోలజిహ్వం ఉచ్చాటయిస్యాదురగం విహరన్ హృదీనాం యద్వై వ్రజే వ్రజ పశూన్ విషతోయ పీతాన్ పాలాస్త్వా జీవయద్ అనుగ్రహ దృష్టివృష్ట్యా తచ్చుద్దయేతి విషవీర్య విలోల జిహ్వం ఉచ్చాటయిస్యాదురగం విహరన్ హృదీనాం యద్వై వ్రజే వ్రజ పశూన్ విషతోయ పీతాన్ పాలాస్త్వా జీవయద్ అనుగ్రహ దృష్టివృష్ట్యా తచ్చుద్దయేతి విషవీర్య విలోల జిహ్వన్ ఉచ్చాటయిస్యాదురగం విహరన్ హృదీనాం this yet one who why certainly vraje at Vrindavan vraja pashun the animals thereof vishatoya poisoned water pitan those who drank palan the cowherd men also ajivayat brought to life anugraha drishti merciful glance vrishtya by the showers of tat that shuddhe for purification ati exceedingly vishavirya highly potent poison విలోల లర్కింగ్ జిహ్వం వన్ హూ హ్యాస్ సచ్ అ టంగ్ ఉచ్చాట ఇష్యా సివియర్లీ పనిష్డ్ ఉరగం ఆన్ టు ద స్నేక్ విహరన్ టేకింగ్ ఇట్ యాజ్ అ ప్లెజర్ హృదీన్యాం ఇన్ ద రివర్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ Then also when the cowherd boys and their animals drank the poisoned water of the river Yamuna, and after the Lord in childhood revived them by his merciful glance, just to purify the water of the Yamuna river, he jumped into it as if playing and chastised the venomous Kaliya snake, which was lurking there, its tongue emitting waves of poison. Who can perform such herculean tasks but the Supreme Lord? So it doesn't have a report. We'll go to the next word. Translation and purport by the Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. On the very night of the day of the chastisement of the Kaliya snake, when the inhabitants of Rajabhumi were sleeping carefreely, there was a forest fire ablaze due to dry leaves, and it appeared that all the inhabitants were sure to meet their death. But the Lord, along with Balaram, saved them simply by closing his eyes. Such are the superhuman activities of the Lord. Purport. Although in this verse the Lord's activity has been described as superhuman, it should be noted that the Lord's activities are always superhuman, and that distinguishes him from the ordinary living being. Uprooting a gigantic banyan or Arjuna tree and extinguishing a blazing forest fire simply by closing one's eyes are certainly impossible by any kind of human endeavor. But not only are these activities amazing to hear, but in fact, all other activities of the Lord, whatever he may do, are all superhuman, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 4.9. Whoever knows the superhuman activities of the Lord due to their very transcendental nature becomes eligible to enter the kingdom of Krishna, and as such, after quitting this present material body, the knower of the transcendental activities of the Lord goes back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. So we would like to welcome all the devotees this morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. Thank you for coming. So the Krishna Katha is glorified everywhere. It is said that by one of our great acharyas, Srila Rupa Goswami, he says that Aho aho bhir nakaler vidhuyate sudha sudharam madhuram pade pade dine dine chandra na chandra shitala yasho yashoda tane yaschigiyate. That means there are innumerable problems everywhere. Aho aho bhir nakaler vidhuyate. But what is the solution? Sudha sudharam madhuram pade pade. He is saying that we should drink the nectar of the Krishna Katha. And what is the nature of this Krishna Katha? It is said that Idhuyate Sudha Sudharam Madhuram Pade Pade Dine Dine Chandrana Chandra Shitala Yasho Yashoda Tanyaschigiyate. So it is just like after coming from a hot sun, sitting under, let us say, AC, and somebody applies chandan on the forehead and gives a drink of, let us say, lassi. How one feels? One is relieved of all the problems. Similarly, Krishna Katha is like that of elixir. When one drinks it, all the maladies of this age of Kali Yuga are vanquished. So thus, in this verse, so many glories of Krishna have been described. And in the previous chapter, Suta Goswami has described about Purushavataras, and predominantly concerning their Maya Shaktis. And in his present chapter, he is describing about the Leelavataras, which are composed of his Chit Shakti. So therefore we saw so many incarnations of the Lord being described all these days. So coming to the today's text, which is 28, wherein the pastime of Kaliya being chastised that has been described over there. So if you look deep into this pastime, we'll understand that who are the Brajavasis. They are very, very intimate friends and devotees of the Lord. And what is Vrindavan? It is Krishna's own homeland. In fact, Krishna brought Vrindavan, Govardhan and Yamuna and all the inhabitants of Vrindavan right from Goloka Vrindavan. So it just transferred from there to this material realm. And that is Goloka, that is Braja, that is Gokula. And he himself is the same supreme personality of Godhead, acting like a ordinary human being. So this is the scenario. And at the same time, what is Krishna's quality is a connoisseur of love. That means he is the knower of the science of devotional love. And he understands every intricate details of this transcendental love. And more than that, he takes relish to increase this divine love in the hearts of his devotees. That means he is not satisfied with whatever little or lot of love we may have for him, but he wants us to increase it. And he personally comes down and he helps us to increase that love for him. So, thus here in this beautiful episode, we see how residents of Vrindavan, they are already drowning in love of God. It is not that they are like neophyte devotees like us. They are actually drowning in love of God. But yet Krishna wants to increase their love towards him. And therefore we see how he is going to do that in this pastime. So he performed this most enchanting pastime of chastising Kaliya. And thereby, being a connoisseur of love, he increased their love for him forever. And he takes pleasure in doing so. And we see that how Krishna does it by putting his devotees in inconceivable distresses, situations. So, in Vrindavan, everything is going on very nicely, as usual. And what Krishna does, he sends Kaliya there. And he enters Yamuna river and there is a great havoc created. The resulting into the depth of his own cowherd friends, the cows and the fishes over there and even the birds, everything was becoming poisonous there. So most of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, his own loving devotees, they were dead. Thus entire Vrindavan was traumatized. And if this can happen to the Brajavasis, if Krishna can do this to his own loving devotees, then he can do it to anybody and everybody. Nobody is spared. If Brajavasis are not spared, then who will be spared? If somebody wants to go near him, love him, so then we have to pay the price. The price of undergoing all these terrible tests. And if somebody is faithfully executing one's devotional service, Krishna at the end makes it very relishable. So here we see the dreadful, terrific condition of his dear devotees resulting into once again a wonderful reunion. And thus he increases his love towards, their love towards him. And most importantly, he did it on a daily basis. It's not that once in a blue moon it happened. It used to happen every single day. That means Krishna made sure that some demon will come to Vrindavan and create havoc, and all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they are into great distress, traumatized, and ultimately where will they go? They will go to Krishna only, because he is the cause of all causes. And very helplessly they would take shelter of Krishna. And Krishna, being very merciful toward his devotees, he would come very peacefully, nonchalantly, he would just take care of the situation as if nothing had happened. And immediately there was a wonderful, you know, festival mood, because Krishna would save his devotees in a wonderful, beautiful way. So before that, they would be on the verge of death, literally. And at that point of time, Krishna, knowing the perfect timing, the appropriate time, he would appear on the scene, and he would make the entire atmosphere into a great celebration, and then there would be great union. So in today's verse, we see that after Kaliya was chastised, ultimately he was forgiven also. And if you see his activities in Vrindavan, he is a demon who coming into Braja and poisoned the entire lake and thus killed the fishes and so many creatures in Vrindavan. And yet Krishna is willing to forgive him. Because before this happened, there were so many demons. And even after Kaliya, so many demons came. They were not spared. Only Putana and Kaliya were spared. It is very essential to know why Krishna only spared these two demons. We hear from Acharyas and Srila Prabhupada given elaborate purports that Putana was spared because she dressed as a mother and she wanted to breastfeed him. Although she had a great devilish mentality of killing Krishna, but she dressed up herself just like a mother and she came towards Krishna, and Krishna only noticed that she comes to me just to serve me. He didn't see that he already knew that she is coming only to poison him, but yet Krishna did not take note of that. And then she came and she tried her level best, but Krishna purified her thoroughly, and then he gave her the highest destination. She became the nurse of Krishna in Vrindavan, on the level of Mother Yashoda. Though she was assistant of Mother Yashoda, she could become later on. Because she just, only one good thing what she did was she dressed up just like a devotee or a mother. And here in this case of Kaliya, he is again spared. Although amongst all the demons, they came and directly attacked Krishna. They did nothing to no one other than Krishna. They were actually trying to kill Krishna, and Krishna very nicely dealt with them. He killed them and sent them to the higher destination, that is impersonal Brahman, because he is known as Hatari Gatidayaka. So he can award liberation to even his enemies. That is the greatness of Krishna. And he did it. However, it was attacking Krishna directly, and Krishna killed them. But Krishna said, Mad Bhaktya Puja Abhidika. So I love my devotees more than myself. Worship of my devotees is better than my worship. That means Krishna loves his devotees more than himself. And when we see that, numerous devotees are being killed by this Kaliya. But if you look at the situation, there should not be any forgiveness for Kaliya, and yet he was forgiven. Of course, we know that because the wives of Kaliya came forward and they were pleading to Krishna, so please spare him, please forgive him. So thus he was spared. In this regard, there is a beautiful story of once when two friends, they were traveling by the sea, and once when they reached to a particular destination, their boat got actually, it was not working anymore. So ultimately, there's anyway, at least we are in this island. So they went into the island, and then it was already late night. So they decided that they would stay in different places. And then they were trying to pray to the Lord to save them, because they are in this unknown island without any boat. So how will they come out? So that they were in a very dangerous condition. They decided to pray to the Lord to show some way. And then both of them, they were staying in different places and praying to God. So friend A started praying to God, "My dear Lord, please save me. I am so hungry now. So can you please give me something to eat?" Then immediately there were nice fruits available in front of him, all of a sudden, because Krishna reciprocated. And he was very happy. He sumptuously, he ate those fruits. And then he said that, "Okay, I want to now at least rest, because all day long I've been traveling, so I'm very, very tired." So all of a sudden in front of him, he saw a nice, a home. He actually went in and he stayed there. And he slept nicely. Then morning came, then he said, "Now, okay, today I have to at least now go to my home, because now I cannot stay in this unknown island. So can you please help me with a new boat so that I can go back to my home?" And for his surprise, he found a nice boat in front of him on the shore. He said that, "Oh, how great my God is, that he is fulfilling all my desires." Very happy, he started walking towards the boat, and he was about to board the boat, and he heard Akashvani. A great voice of Lord came from the sky. "Oh my dear devotee, so good, very good that you are going home. So what about your friend? Why don't you take him also? Have you forgotten him?" Then this friend A replies, "I think he must have also prayed to you. That was our decision before we departed, that he must have prayed to you, and it appears that you didn't reciprocate with him. Maybe he didn't have the pure heart. I think that is the reason why you didn't reciprocate with him. So anyway, so I would like to now go." But the Lord said, "I have one more question to you. But he prayed. Do you know what he prayed?" The friend A said, "How can I know? If he is praying to you, no, but you tell, what did he pray for?" He said that, "My another friend who is staying in another place, so please fulfill every desire of his. This is my only desire." He is in the same situation, very dangerous situation, very precarious condition, yet he is praying, his only prayer is to answer the prayers of his friend. That was his prayer. "And because he prayed for you, therefore I actually fulfilled all your desires," the Lord said. When he heard this, he was flabbergasted. He said, "My God, so far I never understood my friend whom I lived with all my life. He is so selfless, he is so real friend to me, that he prayed for me. Therefore, actually, so thus they once again came together and they went back to their home. The point is that prayers. So, how wonderful, how powerful are these prayers uttered by the devotees. Similarly, here we see that these wives of Kaliya, they are praying for Kaliya to forgive him. And it is certainly Krishna will fulfill their desires because they were anyway devotees of Krishna. So, Krishna, he actually fulfilled their desire and he forgave them. But if you look at the life history, previous life history of this Kaliya, who is Kaliya? So, our dear Acharya Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has compiled a nice book about the demons in Vrindavan. So, there are at least 19 demons who come in the life of Krishna. At least, it is mentioned, these many demons are mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam that, and what is their previous background, who were they in their past lives, everything has been described by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So here, Bhaktivinoda Thakur speaks about Kaliya. Kaliya actually represents brutality, treachery, pride and envy. And his main job is to come into the association of devotees and poison the Vaishnava's heart. That is the job of Kaliya-like people, Kaliya himself. But how will Krishna tolerate this? He will never tolerate that his devotees are poisoned. So ultimately he comes and he actually kills Kaliya. In this case, he actually punishes Kaliya and he forgives Kaliya. So this is his mentality. And in Garga Samhita, it is mentioned that sage named Vedashira, he actually cursed another sage whose name is Ashvashira. Because Ashvashira was simply meditating on the Lord, and all of a sudden this Vedashira comes and he started yelling at him, chastising him, shouting at him. And maybe it is Ashvashira who found that this is a great injustice. So he actually cursed him, saying that you are hissing like a snake, so better you become a snake. So Vedashira was ultimately cursed by Ashvashira. For why? You are chanting Hare Krishna. He was meditating on the Lord. And here Vedashira comes and tries to chastise him. So at that point, actually Lord Vishnu appeared there and he actually told both of them, Vedashira, don't worry. So in my next incarnation, whenever I come as Krishna, so I'll place my lotus feet on your head and thus you will be saved, you will be awarded with love of devotion. And following this curse, so Vedashira actually becomes Kadru, Kadru's son as Kaliya he comes. Kadru is the daughter of Daksha Prajapati, and from the womb of Kadru he takes birth. And he is known as this Kaliya. So, these Kaliya's wives, there are beautiful strings of verses explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, how they pray for their husband. The first prayer goes like this, Nayo hi dandakrita kilbishe asmin tavavataraya khalanigrahaya. This word is very interesting. Tava avataraya khalanigrahaya. So, once when I was traversing, I happened to see a board, the big billboard. Wherein I saw that in a Mumbai police advertisement, you must have observed it. They say that Sadrakshanaya Khalanigrahaya. That is their logo. That is their mission statement. Sadrakshanaya Kalanigraha. Actually, they have taken it from directly from Srimad Bhagavatam. Also, Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinashayata Dushkrutam. Very nicely, they have picked up very important verses from Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. So, Sadrakshanaya Kalanigrahaya. Or else, Tava Avataraya, this is what wives of Kali are uttering. And Kalanigrahaya, Tava Avataraya. You have taken this incarnation just to chastise the Dushkritis or Khalas or rogues like Kaliya. And similarly, we see that LIC also, they have taken Yoga Kshema Vahamyaham, isn't it? So good, they are actually taking something from the Vedic scriptures and trying to serve the humanity. So, so Nayo hi danda krita kilvishe asvin tavavataraya khala nigrahaya. So they are praying, oh my dear Lord, your punishment is just perfect. Because after all, you have incarnated to punish the evil. And then they say that you are so impartial that when it comes to punish, you don't discriminate between your own family members and your own enemies. You give punishment equally. And your punishment, we know that your punishment actually helps anybody who receives it. Because it is coming from you, who is all merciful. And there are so many verses, they speak like this. And at last they pray, Aparadha sakrat vritya sadhavya sodhavya swaprajakrita kshantumarati shantatman Mudasyatvam ajanatah. They are saying that at least once you should spare them. The first instance only you are going to kill them. How is it right, my dear Lord? So, he is anyway offended, that's understood, no problem. But at least give him one chance. And then they said that Bhartra, the master, should be tolerant at least first time. And Kshantumarasi Shantatman, you are actually a peaceful person. So you should actually forgive him. Mudasyatvam Ajanata. He is anyway a fool, number one. He is a demon. So what else can you expect from a person like him? So now can you please forgive him? They are saying like this. And later on, finally, they say that we are all, you know, wives of this Kaliya, we are women, so women and children and old people are supposed to be forgiven. So can you please forgive us? And please spare our husband who is our life and soul. And at last they say that certainly now you do whatever you want, my dear Lord. After saying all of this, again ultimately they are submitting. And they are not pressurizing the Lord. They are ultimately saying, my dear Lord, whatever you want to do, you please do. We don't have anything to say. And then they say, certainly anyone who execute your order becomes free from all kind of fear. That means they have a great conviction about whatever Krishna does is for everyone's good. And as soon as Krishna hears these beautiful prayers, he actually comes down from Kaliya, and actually he forgives him and he spares him. So, so there are actually many series of lectures given by His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj long back in 90s. So, Maharaj has given very beautiful lectures on this episode of Kaliya's pastimes. Wherein one of the lectures, the title goes like this, the prayers of Vaishnavas never go in vain. That's the title. I heard that lecture. In that, Maharaj very beautifully describes that if Krishna prays for devotees of Krishna prays for others, then Krishna has to take those prayers very seriously. He just cannot neglect them because they are uttered by His devotees. Something will be done by Krishna. So therefore, the prayers of devotees are very, very powerful. We always hear this question, why bad things happen to good people, you know? We always hear about this and discuss about this. But sometimes we should also ask another question, why good things happen to bad people, isn't it? And here is the bad of all the persons. And so much good is happening to him because that white devotees are praying for him. So therefore, sometimes good things also happen to bad people. So therefore, it is the goodness of the good people that they pray for the betterment of the people so that something good can come in their lives. So I remember many times Shyamananda Prabhu speaking this in our Brahmachari class that he has said that if you are able to do something in Krishna consciousness, something good, or if you are able to give some good lectures, know for sure that in the audience somebody is praying for you. Only then you can actually do something in the service of Krishna. Because when devotees pray, then Krishna actually reciprocates. So I am also very sure that some of you in the audience are praying for me so that I can utter some meaningful words here in the glorification of the Lord. So thus we see that after he is forgiven, that the great reunion, because all the Brajavasis, they come and they actually see Krishna, and they were on the verge of death, Mother Yashoda, Nanda, except for Balram, everybody is in great anxiety. Because Balram knew that he is my younger brother, he is Supreme Lord, so nothing will happen to him. So therefore, except for Balram, everybody was in great agony. And then at last Krishna came and everything was nice and there was a great union. So therefore we can understand that after this, this peaceful atmosphere did not last long. Very soon something happened. So that's what is the 29th verse. So we can draw lessons from this. If everything going well in our life for some time, let us say, so rest assured that soon a great test is going to come. Because nothing stays for long, especially in Krishna consciousness. So we may be leading a wonderful, peaceful, nice life. That's very nice. We pray for it, Krishna's blessings. But we can always expect something, a greater test which will come. And it will come only to help us to progress in our Krishna consciousness. So we should take it in a very positive mode. So here Krishna wants us to alert, to be alert and to be prepared, you know. One thing Krishna doesn't like, you know, what is that? Laziness. In fact, why Krishna? Nobody likes lazy people, isn't it? How will Krishna like lazy people? So Krishna doesn't want his devotees to be lazy in the sense that he wants us to be very much prepared and alert about what is happening around us and render devotional service in the background of that. So therefore in Mukundamala Stotra, Kulashekar actually has prayed, Alasya Vapaniya Bhakti Salabham Dhyayasva Narayanam Lokasya Vyasana Apodana Kara Dasasya Kimna Kshama. He is asking a question. Ki you give up this sloth or laziness and Dhyayasva Narayanam, meditate on the Lord, serve the Lord. By doing so, bhakti is sulabham. Bhakti is very easily attained. And don't you know that Krishna has done great favors on his devotees? And if you are serving Krishna, so then you should not have any doubt that he will not save you. He has done already so much for his devotees. So if you are trying to serve Krishna, then we should be assured that Krishna will save us also. So therefore, giving up this kind of useless laziness, we should actually try to serve Krishna and render devotional service to Krishna. So he is solving the problems of everyone in this world who are not even devotees. So what to speak of devotees? He will certainly take care of our petty problems and bring us to the higher destination. Same thing Krishna has said in Bhagavad Gita. He says that Nirashir Nirmama Bhutva Yugatas Yuddhasva Yugatatvar. He says that without desire and profit. Okay, desire for profit. So because something may come, something may not come. So we should be desireless, yet we have to perform our duties. And nirmama means without any ownership, trying to overlord the material nature. So yuddhasva vikatajvara, he says that give up lethargy and fight. He has told Arjuna to perform his duties without any attachments and giving up lethargy. So sure enough, there was a great forest fire in the devotee's life. After this Kaliya episode, they were too much tired, it was already late. So they thought of, you know, staying back in that land of Vrindavan, wherever they were in the forest of Vrindavan, they slept, actually, all of the devotees. And in the middle of the night, there was a great forest fire. They have not even completed their, you know, night sleep. Already there was another great attack. So there was a forest fire blazing, and then what else they could do? They said, Krishna, Krishna, Mahabaho, Tvannatham Gokulam Raja. They again prayed to Krishna, my dear Krishna and Balaram, please, please come and save us. We are your devotees. So sure enough, Krishna actually came forward and actually swallowed the forest fire. And of course, Prabhupada writes in that purport that who else other than the Supreme Lord can do such wonderful superhuman activities? So therefore, without accepting any Tom, Dick, Harry as Supreme Lord, so we should understand what it means to be a Supreme Lord. That he should be able to perform something great, feats like this, devouring forest fires and, you know, lifting Govardhan Hill and killing all these big, big demons. And actually he danced on Kaliya's hoods, 1,000 hoods. 100 were very prominent. I mean, who can actually even think of dancing? You know, we have nice floor, we try to dance. And as it is said in Hindi, Nachanai aaya to aangan teda. So here, he is not dancing on a flat surface, he is dancing on the hoods of this poisonous snake. Actually, the head of the poem in these snakes are very, very slippery. And they are actually trying to bite Krishna. Krishna is only a small baby boy and is dancing on such a surface as that of the heads of Kaliya. And not even once actually he lose his balance. And in fact, I was hearing the lecture given by His Holiness Radha Govinda Maharaj. He said that sometimes they give the tail of the serpent in Krishna's left hand as if he is trying to balance, otherwise heavily balance. Actually, that's not right, because Krishna, he doesn't have to take anybody's help. So actually he danced both his hands, very beautiful, playing flute and doing so many other things, and yet he managed to chastise the Kaliya thoroughly. So and this is not once. Again, there is another forest fire happens. It's not once. Second time also there is. This time it happened in the daytime. Last time it happened at night because they all slept. There is a great forest fire and Krishna comes forward and he actually swallows it. Similar kind of forest fire was breaking out one nice morning. Krishna Balaram and all the cowherd boys, they went out for their daily service to the cows, taking them to the... This time they took all these cows and calves to Munjaranya forest. It is mentioned over there. Out of the daytime, and all of a sudden, again there is a forest fire. This time there are no any elders, only friends and cows and calves and Balaram, only they were there. And Krishna requested them, please close your eyes. Can you imagine if there is something, situation like this, how can you close your eyes? But Krishna requested them, can you please close your eyes? They all had so much faith in Krishna, they actually closed their eyes. And thus, actually Krishna swallowed the forest fire. Acharyas have given comments. Why Krishna asked them to close their eyes? Because if they see that Krishna is eating or swallowing this forest fire, they will certainly go to Mother Yashoda and complain. Because already they are complaining about Krishna eating all these, you know, somebody going to somebody's home and eating. Of course, if he eats butter, that's not a problem. But sometimes he is also accused of eating dirt. So what if mother sees that I am eating fire now? Again, there is going to be havoc at home. So therefore, he tells them to close their eyes, and they close their eyes, and then Krishna, very nonchalantly, very peacefully, he actually sucked, he swallowed the great forest fire. So this is what it means to be a Supreme Lord. We heard a couple of years ago in Australia there was a great forest fire. So much of fire, so much of land of, you know, actually the trees were being burned there. So nobody could do anything. It went on for so many months, and then somehow it was subdued. So if this kind of forest fires are going everywhere, then those who claim themselves a Supreme Lord, they should do something about this. But they cannot, because they are not Supreme Lords anyway. So therefore we sing early in the morning, Samsara Davanala Lida Loka, isn't it? Because if there is forest fire, only a great water, like, you know, some rain can only actually take care of this. Otherwise it's not in the hands of any human being. So therefore we pray to the Lord. First thing we utter, not even Hare Krishna mantra, nothing. First thing is Samsara Davanala. That we come before the Lord and we prayed, my dear Lord, we are actually under this great forest fire. So therefore, you please rescue us. So thus, we take shelter of Sri Guru, who is actually representative of Sri Krishna, who can actually subdue this forest fire. And recently also in our ashram, in Sharanagati, we actually see this kind of a situation. All of a sudden in the afternoon time, there is a forest, not forest fire, but the fire, electric fire. Maybe there are some short circuit, something happened. So all of a sudden, myself and some devotees were there, and I happened to be in my room over there, and I saw the great fire emanating. Immediately we called our devotees, and they came and they took care of the situation. So thus these fires are going everywhere. Also we recently heard in Calcutta, ISKCON Calcutta, 3C Albert Road, Radha Govinda Dev Temple, Prabhupada personal deities temple, there was also some fire because of some electrical short circuit. So, and here also in Mumbai, every now and then we hear that there are some fire emanating from here and there, and so many buildings are destroyed. Nearby some in location, there was a great fire, and then it was night time. He was an elderly person, his mother was also stuck up in fire, and he actually went to save his mother. None of them, they could come out. So both of them, they died in that fire. So we can see that how much fire is creating havoc. But also some time ago we hear in Prabhupada Lilambar there is a fire in the mutt. And that is a different kind of fire, isn't it? It is not this regular fire. Actually, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was not very happy with this kind of fire, so therefore he actually instructed Srila Prabhupada, if you ever get books, if you ever get money, then print books. Because there is kind of some disagreement and some problems in this. Prabhupada actually, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said that this is actually fire. It should be immediately subdued, and he tried his level best to subdue the fire. And ultimately Srila Prabhupada took the message of his spiritual master, and he actually wrote so many books and he distributed them. Still devotees are distributing. And when we read actually all these literatures which can subdue the fire of lust and fire of greed and fire of anger, there are so many fires all over the world, and thus we can save this humanity by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jāya, Grāntara Śrīmad Bhāgavata Mahāpurāṇa ki jāya, Nitāya Gaura Prēmānande, Hare Krishna.